guitar and the blues riff that hangs over everything.
Sand that wants to be a rolling stone. I want to be the man I'm not and have the things I really haven't got, and that's a lot.
There'll be joy and there'll be
good evening. You're listening to a live broadcast of Things I'll Keep with your host DJ Flesh Rod. That's right, it's live from Lower Carruthers Hall, smack dab in the middle of Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. That's all on Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee territory, Turtle Island. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, some new stuff off the top of the hour, as per usual. Garden Dog from what I consider to be per capita the greatest musical city in all of Canada. Yeah, it's Victoria, British Columbia. And I don't have any particular connection to the city. It's just I keep on seeing so many, like, really, so much really good music coming out of this city of like 300, 400,000 people. So shout out to Victoria, Garden Dog with the song Defects from their album Four. Lots of different musical ideas and styles going on that album. And U.S. Girls, Meg Remy and Company, exploring jazz with their newest work. Bookends, big long song following a pretty traditional jazz structure, sounding fantastic. But first, Garden Dog, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. let the brother change his sister into a pit they dig so deep that they come out the roof. Oh, into the impatience of the multitude.
It's coming. right through a good half of Clockwork Orange. And right now we're listening to the 8-track, and we're mixing, sort of playing the role of the conductor, putting together, in this case, a pair of tracks which has all of the string section that sounds like this.
It works by first generating.
Hey, welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. All right, that was U.S. Girls with an epic track there called Bookends. And now, like I said, happy Pride Month. I hope you're having an amazing Pride Month. And with that, I'd like to talk about a little Pride Month history. And I think it's really important because, you know, there is, unfortunately, at least in North American politics, a notable rightward shift, and we're having to deal with all these homophobic and transphobic talking points, you know. Terrible that we should ever have to, but we certainly are now. And one of them is older folks saying, oh, hey, back in my day, there weren't trans people around. And two things to say about that. Even if that were true, trans rights would still be human rights. Trans rights are human rights. But, and this is just as important, that's not true. There's a long history of trans people, two-spirited people. And I think it's important to bring the history to light, just so people realize how very silly that sort of talk is. And with that, I would like to talk to you about Wendy Carlos, born 1939, and amazingly, still with us today. Amazing. And if you have ever enjoyed a piece of music featuring the synthesizer, I think that you owe Wendy Carlos a big thank you, because she was, pardon the pun, very instrumental in the early development of synthesizer technology, especially Moog synthesizers. But she was also really important in the public perception of synthesizer music. She made an album called Switched on Bach. It won a couple Grammys. It was the second ever, only the second ever musical, classical music album to go platinum in North America. Only the second classical album to go platinum in North America. And before that, synthesizer music was largely seen as ugly tones, computer tones, and she made this respectful music covering a whole bunch of Bach using nothing but the synthesizer. She then went on to do some very high-profile scoring work, along with none other than Stanley Kubrick, one of the most esteemed directors of all time. She did The Shining. She did Clockwork Orange. And she also did Tron, which I'm playing a little bit of in the background here. Now, unfortunately, a lot of her music is sort of hard to come across one way or the other. Copyright issues or even lack of copyright has a lot to do with it, because there's no profit motive involved, so it kind of falls through the cracks. However, Wendy Carlos, being still alive, maintains a website, www.wendycarlos.com. It's really that simple. And it is such a charming website. It looks straight out of the late 90s. Quite amazing. And a ton of information about her there. But she's really an amazing person and does not get enough credit for her formative role in the synthesizer, which is in so much popular music today. So there you go. Wendy Carlos. This is a moment in trans and Pride history, brought to you by Things I'll Keep, CFRC 101.9 FM. So we'll listen to a little bit more of that Tron suite. People at the time apparently said that the synthesizers were too obvious here, but like, A, I don't hear that, and B, it's Tron. It's about computers. Why shouldn't the synths be very obvious? And then after that, from 1975, from Rocky Mountain House, I'm going to play some Bruce Hack, some more early synthesizer music. This is recently re-released. It's called Wooden Bread, and oh my God, this is from 1975. Tom Waits released Swordfish Trombones in 1983, and this is like 8 years before that, right? So he's taken that Captain Beefheart influence, taking it up even faster than none other than Tom Waits. So, pretty cool stuff. So, let's listen to some more of the amazing Wendy Carlos. Some of the music for Tron. And then move on to some Bruce Hack. And then, I have a set that is going to make you sweat on CFRC 101.9 FM. Nothing but synth sounds, 80 synths making these string tones, thanks to the technical and musical mastery of Wendy Carlos.
Sort of playing the role of a conductor, putting together, in this case, a pair of tracks which has all of the string section. It sounds like it.
It works by first generating these harsh, bright sounds, made up of many strings, and overtaken by a secondary.
Unlike the Moog synthesizer, we're not going to be taking away, tearing down bits of a very bright wave. Instead, we're going to put together little overtones, pieces of sounds, characteristic of all sounds, and assemble them additively rather than subtracting parts that we don't want.
By adding tones one at a time, Wendy Carlos is able to build precisely the sound she wants.
Now, this is something that's very close to being a replica of a xylophone. But there's an element that's missing, and that is the hammer noise that you get with a real instrument when the mallet impacts against the wood. Remove portions or boost portions of the sound. We can make it sound very dull, quite pure, or very bright. And you can do this dynamically in time, so sort of percussive, or make it open up, make it sit up there.
Soon, it was overtaken by a second revolution, controlling individual tones by computer.
Unlike the Moog synthesizer, we're not going to be taking away, tearing down bits of a very
bread or crackers made of wood can be a real emergency food. Here's what she said. The most important thing, it seems, is to never, never use evergreens.
trees with needles, green and stickly. Can poison you or make you sickly. Use fresh wood only from the maple, beech or hickory, and you'll be able to feed yourself or your family. If ever you have an emergency, take your fresh wood and whittle a lot until fine shavings half fill a big pot. Fill the pot with water, but don't overflow. Boil it all for a couple of hours or so. Then dry out the shavings in the sun for a day or until the drying's done. When the shavings are dry and not like pith, find two big stones to grind them with. Grind the shavings to powder, and then grind the powder again and again. Now bake the powder on a flat stone over a fire. Don't leave it alone. And when it is cool, bake your wood 3 more times and it will be good. When you're through making your wooden flour, store it for a year, a day, or an hour. Whenever you want to bake some bread, to nourish your body, to feed your head, mix the flour with fresh salty water and bake on a rock that is hot or hotter. Enjoy the bread that's crisp and crunchy for breakfast, dinner, or for lunch.
Let's have a kiki.
Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CYC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
Charge. You can't handle me. Handle. Mm. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What? Huh? Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. I, your host Nate,
hey, Nate,
will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2. Be them.
Yeah. I think this show's pretty dumb too, except when I stop talking and start playing music like Orville Peck. Heck yeah. And then B-52s, and then Art Deco.
I can see the sadness in your eyes. You've been trying to hide what you left behind. They say it's darkest before the dawn,
smiling for so long. A thousand teardrops can't be wrong, no. I don't want you to be afraid. Let me see you cry. Oh, I got an arrow song. Take my hand and let it go. Call me up anytime. Come on, baby, cry. Just like me. Baby, don't deny what your poor heart needs. Been so long since he called your name. On the run from a losing game. Just bat your eyes, baby, let me feel.
Deco, and now for some Jungle featuring Channel Tres, CFRC.
And my Tesla might get arrested. She's sitting in my new shit. We still getting messy. Playing Anita while she got her feet up. And she lit me from the neck up. All I wanna do is fuck it. I don't care if you rush it. Only care if you touch it. Damn, this energy buzzing. Backseat for good loving. You could've just got a hotel. You look good for oh well. Only care if you want me.
That was Jungle Channel Tres, and now keeping it going with, in my opinion, greatest drag queen of all time. Is it divine? How can you not watch Pink Flamingo and think that? All right, you think you're a man, and then a '90s house classic. I love this song. I love this song, but I also love Not Over Yet by Grace. I'm gonna play a remix of that. And yeah, along with Palestine, Black Lives Matter, Indigenous Lives Matter. Until next week, friends. Happy listening.
One final look at what you've left behind, then walk away from the greatest lover you have ever known. Yes, walk away. You're telling me that you can make it on your own, by yourself, all alone, without my help. Mister, you just made a big mistake. You're a man.
what you find. Shut the door. Take a giant step for you and all mankind.